Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbeisai. We are in Chovis Halvavis, Shara Tshuva, Perek Beis. Till the end of the Perek, short Perek here. V'chilek Hashlishi. What have we been seeing here? We've been seeing the different levels of Tshuva. Chovis Halvavis is breaking it down into broad levels, and we're seeing some chumras here. Let's see how this works and match it up against other shitas. But what we saw yesterday, so the first level of tshuva is a person who regrets it after the fact, and then as soon as it becomes relevant again, he does it again, then regrets it again. Opportunity presents itself again, he does it again, and then regrets it again. And as long as the opportunity doesn't present itself, he feels bad about what he did. But as soon as it comes, then all of his noble thoughts go out the window, and he does it again. This person, he says, hasn't got himself out of the realm of punishment. He's still deserving of punishment. The second category, he said, is a person who sincerely is fighting to do tshuva. He still has an attraction to the Aveira. He takes up the fight. He's battling his Yetzirah. Sometimes he wins, sometimes he doesn't. The way the Chovis Halvavis puts this is that in a sholim b'derech ha-tshuva shemachayeves le-kapor, he has not really reached a full tshuva that should earn him kapara. Now let's see what he does consider a full tshuva. So achelik ha-shlishi, and we'll come back to the second category. Achelik ha-shlishi, the third category is adam shisnaheg b'chol tenei ha-tshuva, the person who fulfilled all of the conditions of tshuva, he did everything that tshuva requires, vidui, etc. Vehigbir sikhle al tavasai. And he makes his seichel prevail over his taiva, over his lusts. Vehismid lachshoy vim nafshoy. He's constantly on top of himself and keeping track of what he's up to. Vyores boyeroi the ubaish mimenu. And he is living with that constant sense of fear of Hashem and shame before Hashem, for what self-consciousness before Hashem. And he has really internalized the severity of what it is he did. And he recognizes quite who it is he sinned against. And he lives with the memory of his averus. He always feels that shame. He spends his life feeling that shame, constantly asking Hashem to forgive him. His entire life, he's busy davening to be forgiven for those averus that he did. Ad boy kitzah, until the end of his days. This is a person who is deserving to be spared of Hashem's punishment. So here in this third category, Rabbi Yehuda, Chovis Halvavis encapsulated many of the different ikarim of tshuva that Rabbi Yehuda lays down. Rabbi Yehuda lays down 20 ingredients of tshuva. He just packed a whole bunch of them into this third chelik. But whatever the case is, basically what he's telling us is that in order to really have accomplished proper tshuva, you have to have really brought yourself to a high level, like mamish moved up to a whole different notch than you are in beforehand, not only in terms of not doing the Aveira again, but also in terms of your constant, you've moved your Shamayim up to a different level, and you're living with that constant sense of busha because of the Aveira. And your entire life now is dedicated to, so to speak, making it up to Hashem. And the implication was that the previous category of the person who is still attracted to the Aveira, but he's fighting, he said, doesn't quite make the cut. That's what it seemed in the Chovis Halvavis. So I just want to note, this talk is such a lashon in the Rambam that, right, person's A Baal Tshuva is someone who, until the one who knows the innermost secret, still Hashem can testify this person will never do that aveira again. Now, if so, in areas that we're struggling, it kind of makes tshuva seem beyond us. So, Rabbeinu Yonah implies otherwise, even though Rabbeinu Yonah is a tough sefer, he makes a very fundamental statement. The called tshuva timotzei slicha. All tshuva earns slicha. And in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's implied that it's not necessarily like that. Meaning, a person resolves not to do the chet again. He regrets it, resolves not to do the chet again. And in a serious way. Meaning, he overcomes the temptation to do it. Not like the first guy that we were discussing, who he regrets it after he did the Aveira, but when the opportunity presents itself again, he'll fall again. Consistently. Regrets, does it. That's not what we're talking about. But a person who really resolves, up till now I was weak in this area, that said I'm taking up the fight now. And he overcomes the Yetzara. But then another time he falls. The implication of Rabbeinu Yonah is that makes the grade of tshuva. There's a higher level of tshuva, that even when you find yourself in the same situation, you'll never do it again. But that, Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems, is a higher level. Rabbeinu Yonah, we see a very fundamental concept that isn't spelled out necessarily in the Rambam or in the Chovei Salvavos in their treatments of tshuva. That is, Rabbeinu Yonah, we see that there are different levels of tshuva. There is the basic level of tshuva of earning forgiveness for your aveira. You won't be held accountable, you won't be punished. And that is simple enough to do. It involves real regret and real efforts not to do it again. But it isn't conditional on never, ever doing it again. There are many, many more levels of tshuva to make your tshuva into something even greater, more mehudar, etc. In terms of completely wiping away any residue of this sin. There are many, many levels of tshuva. But in a basic way, you just want to make sure that I'm not facing punishment anymore in the next world. Seems in Rabbeinu Yonah that it's, so to speak, simple enough as long as you really apply yourself. And that seems to be the approach that the Chofetz Chaim took. And other Bali Musar said that Lamaisa for us, that's the halach. Even though the Chofetz Chaim and the Rambam seem to be placing a much higher standard, we seem to follow Rabbeinu Yonah, who breaks it to many levels. He acknowledges the level that the Rambam describes. He acknowledges the different things that the Chofetz Chaim is describing. But nevertheless, in terms of achieving forgiveness on a basic level, I don't have to worry about punishment anymore. It's relatively a simple process. Now, there's still more levels. You want to get to a place of complete reconciliation with Hashem. You want to get to a place where the whole impression of the sin is completely wiped away from your soul. You want to get to a place where the tshuva actually brought you to a higher level. There are many levels to tshuva. Okay, fine. But it's important for us to realize that lamaisa, it's like the Torah says, ki kol avelecha adova ma'oid, that tshuva is something doable, it's something attainable, and it's not something that's, the Chofetz Chaim is held, he paskin for his generation, for people of his caliber, a tougher standard. But we have a cloud that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Babatroni and B'yosav. Hashem expects of us things that are within our ability. And for us, we may say that we follow, that for us the halacha is, for us, Hashem will accept our tshuva according to the more lenient standard of Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Fine. I'll add more than that. It's a very, very fundamental piece in Tanya, where he says, what's the Chofetz Chaim is basically describing here? Tanya says that there's a level, you know, the Sefer Tanya is really called Sefer Abeinoni. It's not really called Sefer Tanya. It's not what the Bala Tanya called the Sefer. He called it Sefer Abeinoni, the Sefer of Beinoni. Beinoni means people on an intermediate level, not Tzadikim and not Rishay. What's that? Yeah. So he has a whole, the beginning of the Sefer is developing the understanding that basically what he's saying is all of us are Beinoni. Beinoni means a person who lives in the struggle. He doesn't get to a level where he's moved past the struggle. The struggle doesn't exist anymore. There's no struggle with the Yetzer Hara. He's moved past it. So that's a Tzadik Gomor, basically not relevant to us. He says, we are Beinonim. That's the situation Hashem put us in. For us, it's likely that we will be struggling with a certain test our whole life, making progress, but never necessarily completely outgrowing the test. And on the contrary, this is the role that Hashem set up for us. And we want to stay in the ring fighting. Not to get dejected by the fact that how is it that I'm still struggling with this after all this time that I haven't, you know, just grown past it. We do strive to grow past it. We do strive to refine our struggles, to rise to higher levels. But not to get dejected by the fact that there's a certain area that's tough for you and it's still a struggle. You're working on it. You have more of a handle on it. You're not letting it just glide along, but it's still a struggle. And sometimes you overcome and sometimes you fall and you're still struggling. Don't get dejected if it's been that way for many years, because on the contrary, perhaps that is your tafkid, to be keeping up that fight for many years. And adarav, that's the nachas Hashem expects you. He doesn't expect you to get to a place where it's not a struggle anymore. Again, I want to stress, you do want to set your sights on getting to a place where it's not a struggle anymore. That's what you're striving for. That's what you're working toward. But don't get dejected if it doesn't play out that way. Because yes, there's such a thing as a struggle that goes on for many years. And what Hashem wants from you is the struggle. Keep fighting. Don't give up. Which is basically the chayra, the second category that the Chayra Salvavis here is describing. So again, we may say that the Chayra Salvavis was laying down a standard of reshining. But by the time it filtered down to us through those, the Bali Amasera, who are filtering it down to us through the chain of the Dairis, we can say that if we are in there, not giving up, fighting, we're in a very good place. Okay, we move on. The next Perek, Perek Gimel. Aval b'mati ha-tshuva me'odom. How will tshuva come about from a person? Oymar b'zeh. So I will say, ki titochen loy, tshuva will come about achagdomas yediyose b'shivot v'on. After a person really internalizes 7 points. If you want to get a real good solid truth, you have to internalize 7 points. Harishayim, number one is sheyeda gnus ma'aseu yediyah brura. Number one is you have to acknowledge the wrongness of what you did. Clearly, as long as you're still rationalizing, as long as there's still an element of justification in your mind, you aren't really ready for tshuva. You don't do tshuva for something you didn't do wrong, right? And therefore, as long as in your mind, well, maybe I was right, maybe it was warranted, maybe it was excusable, etc., you're not really ready for tshuva. Your tshuva is going to be weak. You're ready for tshuva once you're willing to face guilt. As long as this isn't clear, that's why, right? That's why it says that an asham can be more expensive than a chatos, because as long as a person isn't really sure, his tshuva is not really complete. Once a person sees, okay, what I did was wrong, that's also why sometimes shogeg can be tougher to get a kapara for than mezid. The punishment for a shogeg is not as severe as mezid. But getting a kapara for the shogeg can be more difficult than getting a kapara for mezid, because with mezid, the regret is easier, right? Whereas with shogeg, it's like, well, I didn't really mean it. Again, if a person was an oinus, then you don't need to do tshuva. We're talking about shogeg, I mean, the person wasn't careful enough. It was accidental, but the person wasn't careful enough. It's harder to have real regret there than mezid. And therefore, sometimes the tshuva can be more difficult. So he's saying, as long as you're not sure, I don't know if it was really wrong, but I'll do tshuva just in case. Then you better hope that it really wasn't wrong, because you can't really do tshuva just in case optimally. You can do a weak tshuva. But real tshuva is when you've really faced the guilt head on and acknowledged it. You may think about it in terms of another person approaching and asking you forgiveness for something you did wrong. If they come and tell you, well, you got to understand what you did was really very aggravating, and that's why I responded the way I did, etc., you're not going to be that inclined to forgive, right? If they come and tell you, look, I shouldn't have said what I said, period, it's easier to forgive. Okay, we stop here for tonight. Shlochim to you.